Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
PG&E to pay over $16 million to San Luis Obispo County. City of Paso Robles launches new online public records request portal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Senator John Laird announced an agreement between the County of San Luis Obispo and PG&E. The agreement requires PG&E to provide $16 million to the county to make up for lost unitary tax payments. The county will receive two payments, one on December 31st of this year for $8.3 million and a second at a later date. PG&E agreed to the funding after Laird introduced Senate Bill 931, which would have ensured funding for communities impacted by the ongoing operation of Diablo Canyon. PG&E has instead volunteered to provide the payments that would have been required under SB 931. Senator Laird said the funds will come from PG&E, not state taxpayers or utility ratepayers. PG&E's Senior Director Tom Jones said, quote, "We look forward to continuing conversations with state and local leaders to ensure local communities and the state both benefit from this critical energy resource." The City of Paso Robles has launched a new online portal for public records requests. The new system will make it easier for community members to submit requests, communicate with city staff, and track the progress of their requests. Responses in the new system will also appear in a searchable database of previous requests and responses. The city's clerk office has been transitioning from tracking requests offline to entering email requests and into the new system over the past month. Requests can be made anonymously, or community members can provide contact information to receive their records directly via email. All requests are made public after 72 hours. The new portal is available online at prcity.com/public records. First Pass Ripple School Board meeting for 2026-27 school year. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The first Pass Ripple School Board meeting of the new school year will be held tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is a salary schedule recommendation for positions following discussions in the June 23rd meeting. In the February 22nd, 2026 meeting, staff presented the board with an item that recommended addressing wage and salary assessments and salary compensations. Data showed that about 54% of benchmark positions fell behind market median incomes. Staff is recommending the board increase salary ranges for certified, classified, management, and confidential positions and ensure all salary ranges fall within 5% of the market median. The total cost of this adjustment will be about $247,000 from the general fund. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will celebrate the opening of new facilities at Pat Butler and Kermit King Elementary Schools this week with ribbon-cutting ceremonies. The opening of classrooms and a playground at Kermit King will be commemorated Thursday, August 20th at 2:30 p.m. Pat Butler's opening of a new playground, classrooms, and garden will be Friday, August 21st at 2:30 p.m. The district says these new ADA-accessible playgrounds feature soft, resilient surfacing and equipment designed to create welcoming spaces where students of varying abilities can play, explore, and connect. The new portable classrooms are already providing dedicated space for the district's Expanded Learning Opportunities program. Each campus now has more than double the capacity for the program thanks to the new classrooms. The first coffee with the superintendent for the school year will be held this Friday, August 21st at 8 a.m. in the district office boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Coffee with the superintendent is an informal opportunity for members of the community to hear district updates, ask questions, share ideas, and connect directly with Superintendent Jennifer Loftus. The August gathering will provide an opportunity to discuss what is happening across the school as students and staff settle back into classrooms and campuses. The City of Atascadero's next Coffee with the Planner event will be held this Thursday, July 20th at 9 a.m. This month's Coffee with the Planner will be held at Amsterdam Coffee House and will focus on business licenses and local resources for new and growing businesses in the city. Coffee with the Planner are informal sessions that allow staff to hear from the community on a variety of topics and to foster an open dialogue. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 11-5, Mets over the Padres 2-1, the Royals beat the Athletics 9-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Astros, the Athletics will face the Royals, the Padres will go against the Mets, the Giants will face the Guardians, the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In California news, the teenage lifeguard who rescued a boy off the coast of California met with President Donald Trump on Monday at the White House, alongside the boy he rescued. 16-year-old lifeguard Ryder Williams rescued 10-year-old Nathaniel Rye on the beach of Santa Cruz. Trump hailed Williams as a real hero. Williams credits those who trained him and said he hopes to train as a paramedic and become a firefighter. 4 months after Democratic U.S. Representative Eric Swalwell resigned from Congress, his former Bay Area constituents will pick a replacement today to serve out the rest of his term. State Senator Aisha Wahab and Bay Area Transit Rapid Board President Melissa Hernandez were the finalists in the June 16th primary, and they will also compete in the fall for a full term that will begin in January 2027. In a unanimous vote, the California Energy Commission adopted new rules that will phase out the sale of replacement tiles for automobiles that don't meet certain energy efficiency standards. The first phase begins in fall 2029 and will gradually allow the sale of tires with lower maximum rolling resistances only. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. And today's program is sponsored by DPA Auctions. You know what your calves brought, but do you know what your equipment would bring? DPA Auctions values your entire fleet using real sale prices from auctions industry-wide. Feed trucks, balers, loaders, all of it. Know your numbers at dpaauctions.com. Well, U.S. fruit and vegetable growers are facing increasing competition from imported produce during periods when domestic crops are also available. The American Farm Bureau Federation reports that produce imports increasingly overlap with U.S. growing seasons instead of simply supplying fruits and veggies when U.S. production is unavailable. Farm Bureau says that shift places additional financial pressure on domestic specialty crop producers. The organization found imports have grown substantially for several commodities as U.S. production has declined or remained relatively flat. American growers frequently face higher labor, regulatory, and other production expenses than foreign competitors, therefore making price competition very difficult. You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock Auction, it's time to be rewarded with top dollar. Consign your cattle to Superior's Labor Day video auction running September 2nd and 3rd in Hudson Oaks, Texas, and live online. Call 1-800-422-2117 or visit superiorlivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's August 24th. The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and TSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Napa County farmer August D'Amato reflected in an AgAlert commentary on her experience finding her feet in California's farming community. Quote, "Being a first-generation farmer in California comes with many challenges. As a Delaware transplant, I struggle to navigate the California wine industry. It is a tight-knit industry that relies heavily on who you know, and I did not know anyone," said D'Amato, who works as a Carneros Vineyard Manager and Pest Control Advisor in Napa Valley and serves as the 2026 Chair of the California Young Farmers and Ranchers. For D'Amato, getting involved in Young Farmers and Ranchers began as a search for connections, but the experience provided her opportunities in leadership, networking, volunteerism, and agriculture advocacy. Quote, "Last month, we hosted the 2026 Young Farmers and Ranchers Summer Leaders Meeting in my new hometown of Napa, which had been a dream of mine since joining the executive team," she said. "With about 4 months left as the California Young Farmers and Ranchers chair, I'm excited for everything that is still to come." Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, and partly cloudy on Tuesday. Upper 90s on Thursday, mid-90s Friday and Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were fewer new homes and apartment buildings going up last month. Housing starts were down 12.4%, though that's after a jump in construction in June. There are signs new construction is expected. Permits were up 5%. Also, import prices declined 0.4% in July, reflecting last month's cooling of oil prices. Excluding petroleum, export prices were up 0.3%. Crude oil prices are elevated today on concerns about the Mideast situation. Home Depot shares are up nearly 2% after it reported a better-than-expected quarter. The home improvement retailer is dealing with a stalled housing market, but it's seeing homeowners buying for more do-it-yourself fix-up projects, and professional contractors are buying supplies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles.
All righty, Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles having a huge sale starting the 28th through Labor Day, and that is the 7th. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $1,699 and get a free adjustable base. Recliners for as low as $399. Stop in their large showroom. It's open 7 days a week next to the Walmart Shopping Center in Paso Robles. And by the way, on Labor Day, stop in for free hamburger and hot dogs. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
My granddaddy was a miner who finally saw the light. He didn't have much, just a beat-up truck and a dream about better life. Grandmama cried when she waved goodbye. You never heard such a lonesome sound. Pretty soon the dirt road turned into blacktop.
The Morning Exchange
found that hillbilly highway.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, I have no idea. I have no idea, but there will be something. It will be not the Trucking Bozo show or anything like that, but haven't heard back, so we'll figure it out as usual, just the way. Glad you're back, sir, and feeling better.
Much better. I never thought I could shiver in the middle of August, but there I was.
It wasn't from that, what was it, last time, some food or something like that?
No, I think it was food again, actually.
Not the same.
Not the same place, no.
Okay. So it was a 24-hour thing?
24-hour thing.
Okay. Well, are you learning to eliminate, or are you going to risk it again?
I don't really know what there is to eliminate, truthfully. You know, sometimes you just get unlucky with food.
Well, sometimes when you have a bad reaction to a certain food, you just kind of stay away from it because it brings back bad memories.
That's true. Although, you know, what I had wasn't like in something entirely new. I mean, most of it was stuff I've had before, you know, rice, beans, avocado, ranch dressing, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, those all sound good. I had a experience. My Uncle Warren, he made this dish and he called it Warren's Delight. And I absolutely loved it. However, I loved it too much one day, and I was violently ill.
Yeesh.
And I never ate it again.
That's unfortunate.
Well, not for the rest of the family, because I would literally pig out on it. anyway, so that happens. Something comes up, and then maybe you wait a year or two, and you go, you know, I think I'll try it again.
You know, I'm glad I didn't have that experience with pumpkin pie. I remember the first time I tried it, I ate too much of it. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I love pumpkin pie.
Oh, my God.
I ate too much of it one time, got a stomachache from it, but I still love it to this day and will always have it.
Just the thought of pumpkin pie is disgusting.
You know, I thought the same thing until I actually tried it.
Okay. Well, again, to each his own. To each his own. All right. Let's see here. What else is? PG&E. So they're giving... what you said 16 is it 16 million?
16 million.
All right, and nobody's going to pay for it except PG&E. Is that what we're being told?
Yes, it won't like have an impact on rates, and it won't come out of taxes, taxpayer money.
Not at all.
That's what PG&E's agreed to. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. You know, here's a question, folks. We've had some groups in this area since Diablo, even before Diablo went up, that, you know, the Mothers for Peace and et cetera, those groups there that are horrified by having Diablo Canyon in our county. Although it has contributed hundreds of millions of dollars to our, well, primarily the Lucia Marr School District. And I'm assuming that some of this money that won't affect us will be going to these same, some of the schools, not all. But do these groups, why do they want dirty money? Would you accept dirty money? I mean, they don't like PG&E, but they want the money. What would you call someone like that? I have a few names, some which when I'm not allowed to mention on the airwaves due to FCC rules. But they're willing to accept their money, but they want them gone. What do you think is going to happen to your school districts? Well, look what has been happening. You've had a lot of cutbacks and so forth, particularly in Santa Lucia, in the Lucia Marr school district. But we'll take your money. Yeah, we like you for that, but we don't like you for what you do, supplying energy to millions of people in California. Oh, the hypocrisy. It is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, 238-5775. Let me see here. Dirty money, you probably can't say it on the air, but prostitute or hookers. Well, I could say prostitutes or hookers. I could say some other things, but not the yet. Where does PG&E get their money? They get it from ratepayers, unless they have some other business that they're in to make money. Then we don't know about this. What about this is freaking ridiculous? Okay, yeah, that's again. It needs to be pointed out. It just needs to be pointed out on a continuous basis, like some other things. Let's see here. Another text. Kevert's favorite foods. Candy, corn, pineapple on pizza, pumpkin pie, Budweiser, coffee. Yeah, those would be right at the bottom of the list.
Don't forget Brussels sprouts.
Well, yeah, just about Brussels sprouts, peas.
Broccoli.
Broccoli, string beans, liver. What else? Did I say Brussels? You said Brussels
sprouts. I said Brussels sprouts, yes.
Yeah, and the list is it's endless. My list of endless foods that I will not consume is a lot longer than the ones that I will consume. So, anyway, all that stuff, just outlaw it. Outlaw it. Don't want it. Don't even want to see it. Which, what am I? My wife made something the other day that, because she is, I will say that she likes that kind of stuff, you know, the broccoli, you know, all that stuff. And I don't know what she was. Was it last week? She was making something, and she was polite and asked, "Will the smell bother you while I'm cooking it?" Because I forget it was one of the, something along those lines that I just when I, you know, you're in the house and you. It's one thing to smell the house at Thanksgiving. That's good, but this other stuff. And somehow I don't know. One, she was nice enough to ask. I don't know what she would have said if I said yes. Maybe I should have tried that. Yes, I will be. I'll be horrified. I can't handle it and stuff like that. Should probably be a little bit of the you can act like a man thing. All right, let's see. What else do we have? I'll get to this. It has to do, and I'm waiting to hear back, with the resolution on the, and I'll say, because what it really is, it's a $400 million school bond here coming to the district here in darn near paradise. Now, again, I'm waiting to hear back, but the wording in this is, I'll be nice and say interesting. Interesting. And it, what it says here, in, and this is from the county website, while the district's goal is to maintain and improve its facilities so that each student may learn in safe and healthy class. The district has an ongoing need for basic repairs, including fixing deteriorating classrooms, aging bathrooms. Well, you have to upgrade the bathrooms because of the girl-guy thing. Water pipes, plumbing, and electro. And then it says removing asbestos, lead paint, and mold. From my understanding, what I heard on Friday with Kenny and Darcia was that there was none of that found on any of the campuses. So how can you put something in this bond that, again, I'm waiting to get this verified, is not true? Why is that allowed? I mean, again, we were told on Friday that a guy running for school board here in Paso Robles couldn't use the word father of four. He had to use parent instead. But if you put in misleading words to get a $400 million bond, what would you call that? Again, waiting for verification, because I believe that the school district at a meeting said that, yeah, this stuff, no, that's, we had it looked at, and it's not there. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Cooked spinach. How's that?
No.
The first time I had to eat that, my aunt looked at me and she goes, "Eat it. It's good for you." So I put a spoonful in my mouth. I just about threw up. Never had it again after that. I've had it mixed with, you know, and a salad and stuff like that, but never cooked. It just reminded me of a big blob of, I don't know, cud from a cow.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because Linda will mix certain things in, you know, I don't know if it's, that's not broccoli, but a couple of things that I don't like, but she'll mix them in with a particular meal or a casserole, and I can handle it.
Yeah, it's the way it's prepared. My wife does that with spinach as well, but it's not just spinach by itself.
Linda will mix it in with, I love it, because I love rice. Rice and some cheese and some onions in it, and it's delicious.
Yeah.
But
my other point of calling not to, was this windfall of money that we're going to get from PG&E coming out of nowhere. If I was PG&E, I would say, look, we'll give you this money, but we want to have somebody follow it and make sure that it's going to where it's supposed to be going and not to some other expenses that you guys have ran up and have to get rid of. So it sounds good on paper, it looks good, but, I mean, somebody should really follow the money.
Well, I don't even think it looks good or sounds good myself. This county and this state is screwed. And look, we know PG&E has had some issues. I'm not necessarily defending them 100%, but they've been screwed with by this state and county for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
And every once in a while, you would think that these lunatics on the left that are willing to take the money to subsidize a lot in this county would turn around and say, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's I'm not necessarily blood money, but you know where it's coming from. You have disdain for this company. You protest it, like you said, but yet when they hand you some money, it's like, well, okay, well, it's not so bad now, but we still don't like you.
That's right. That's right. Well, according to this, it says to governments and school districts to provide that's where the money supposedly is supposed to go. And to your point, who knows?
Well, I mean, like and I'll let somebody else call in. But the lottery, I've talked about that before. We all have. You know, the schools win too. No, they don't win. They get the same amount of money that they would have normally gotten. Just it doesn't rely much on the taxpayer. It's the lotto. So if they're going to give them $5 million and the lotto gives them $5 million, then they don't get the $5 million from the government. They don't get double the money. They get half.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
but
yeah. You know, if you go back, I think that was 1980 or 81, somewhere around there. That again, the public got duped. This was going to solve all the ills within the educational system. And from last I remember that, and you know, it's money, I understand, but about I think it's an average of $200,000. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, you look at this guy that won $1 billion, you know, so he gets half of that. Where's the other half go to? Well, taxes. Okay. So where does that tax money go to? Does it just get evaporated?
I don't know.
Again, follow the money. See where it goes.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, okay, so what do local governments do, whether it's a bond or whatever? They say, well, we're going to have a local ad hoc committee, or not ad, or whatever committee, you know, make sure that things are done right. And again, from what I understand listening to Kenny, is that particularly on the last bond here in Paso, that they didn't look at anything for a couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, waste, fraud, and abuse, it happens, and it happens all the time, and we just don't know about it. And if you start looking into it, you'd probably be, I wouldn't say pleasantly surprised, but you'd probably be shocked.
Well, naive people may be shocked. I'm not shocked at anything that happens negatively in government.
Because it's a crazy, crazy world we're living in right now.
There's a big mistrust with me and our government, particularly when it comes to how they spend money and the reasons they give us for spending money.
Exactly.
You know, I'm thinking about this thing here about Chris did the story on Paso Robles, the school district. They're looking for $400 million, and they gave the board members a raise, and the salaries at the administrators in Paso Robles are pretty damn good, and they want to do this, what's it called, the market medium. Well, you know what? School districts in this county, it may be the market, but the markets are different regarding how much money they have in each district. So how can you make a comment, you know, well, I want to be, you know, equal to San Luis Obispo. They have more money.
I think they're banking on us being little Napa, you know, and the tourism and so forth. So we want to stand out and be better than our neighbors, north and south. So,
well, but reality is reality. If you don't have money, it doesn't matter what the medium is in the market.
And the thing is that if you've got options, I mean, for Christ's sake, have a bake sale. You know, generate your own money. Quit taking it out of people's pockets and doing stuff that's not supposed to be done with it.
Or...
No accountability. Spend, but nobody follows up on what you're spending it on. And when they do find out, it's like, oh, well, we had to do that because we needed to get a person of quality
Well, you know how I am on that one.
You guys have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too. All right. Back to the unimportant thing. I think one of the reasons of my dislike for these types of things is, and this was probably, well, Chris, I'll get your opinion on this. You ready?
Ready.
My parents forced me to eat that stuff.
You mean like broccoli and the like?
Yep. I couldn't leave the table until I finished it.
Or is the opinion coming in from my end?
Well, do you think that that was smart? And don't worry, it's my I'm not offended if you say no, that was pretty stupid by my parents. Don't worry about it.
I don't think it was particularly that smart. No, like kids most often are not going to like their vegetables. If you force them to eat it, they're probably still not going to like it. Maybe they'll grow into it. Some of them do, some of them don't. But forcing them to do it really isn't gonna like help that much. I don't think. Got to find alternative ways to like introduce that kind of stuff to them or into their meals without forcing them to eat it.
Hmm.
My opinion, but you know, I'm not a parent. What do I know?
No, I understand. You got to do it because it's you're going to grow up to be healthy and all these other type of things and so forth and so on. And I understand part of that, but yeah, they put a timer on the table. Well, my mom did. She put a timer on the table. Everybody, the table was cleared. My brother and sister were in their bedrooms. Dad was watching, reading the fish wrap, and mom was cleaning up in the kitchen, and I'm there at the table by myself with a timer going on, trying to figure out ways to stuff this stuff in my pocket and throw it down the toilet, which I did on several occasions. And each time I got caught. All right, going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The first coffee with the superintendent for the 2026-27 school year will be held this Friday, August 21st at 8 a.m. in the district office boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. Coffee with the superintendent is an informal opportunity for members of the community to hear district updates, ask questions, and share ideas to connect directly with Superintendent Jennifer Loftus. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will celebrate the opening of a new playground, classrooms, and a garden at Pat Butler and Kermit King Elementaries. Kermit King's commemoration will be August 20th at 2:30 p.m. Pat Butler's will be the 21st at 2:30 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Primaries will be held in several states today. In Florida, three Democratic socialists are looking to upset some mainstream Democrats. Primaries are also being held in Alaska, Wyoming, and California. Opening statements on tap today in a federal lawsuit against social media giant Meta. 29 states now suing, accusing it of getting children hooked on its platforms, Instagram and Facebook.
The states accuse Meta of using addictive features like infinite scrolling, personalized recommendations, and constant notifications to keep young users coming back, even as the company knew about the potential for serious harm, including anxiety, depression, and sleep problems. Meta strongly denies that, saying, quote, "We stand by our record of creating strong protections for teens and look forward to making our case in court."
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Dylan with Limp Patrol. We specialize in professional dryer vent cleaning and appliance preventative maintenance. If your clothes are taking longer to dry, your dryer could be warning you about a hidden fire hazard. Limp Patrol is here to help keep your home safe, improve appliance performance, and even lower your energy bills. Regular maintenance can help your appliances last longer and keep your home running efficiently. Don't overwork your dryer or let hidden lint start a fire. Call Limp Patrol today for a free estimate at 805-975-5176 or visit limppatrolca.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, Family Law and Criminal Defense, Experience with Integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Monday, Shohei Ohtani homered twice to perk up the Dodgers offense in an 11-5 win over the Rockies. That was LA's biggest offensive output since July 2nd. Red Sox routed the Diamondbacks 11-1. Every Boston starter drove in at least one run. Twins scored 4 in the first and held off the Braves 4-2. Rays scored 3 times in the 7th to shade the Orioles 7-6 and avoid a 4-game sweep at home. Tigers pounced on the Pirates 8-5 and now find themselves in a 3-way tie for the last AL wildcard with Baltimore and Texas. Mets edge the Padres 2-1. New York right fielder Carson Benj threw out 2 consecutive runners at the plate in the first inning, and fellow rookie A.J. Ewing then threw out another from left field to end the second. Cardinals and Reds split a pair. St. Louis won the day game 2-1. Alec Burleson had a 2-run double in the first inning, and 6 Redbird pitchers combined on a 3-hitter. Cincinnati nabbed the nightcap 6-5 in 10 innings. Pinch hitter Dane Myers homered in the 9th to tie it. Then Ellie De La Cruz delivered his first career walk-off hit in extras. Pete Crow Armstrong hit his first walk-off homer as the Cubs downed the White Sox 7-5 in 10 innings. PCA and Seiya Suzuki had hit back-to-back jacks to start the bottom of the first inning. Royals ripped the A's 9-5. Bobby Witt Jr. homered, drove in 3 runs, and scored 4. And the Phillies hooked the Marlins 6-5. Christopher Sanchez went 6 innings to become the first 16-game winner in the majors this year. College football begins a week from Saturday, and the preseason AP poll is out. Ohio State is at the top. The Buckeyes received 40 of 69 first-place votes from the writers. Oregon is second. Georgia third, despite getting no number one nods. Notre Dame and Texas round out the top 5, with defending champion Indiana 6th. 8 voters leaning into a repeat for the Hoosiers. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles. It is 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. It's where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Alrighty, we're warming up, upper 90s today with clouds and sunshine mixed in. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 60. And we will be in the upper 90s on your Wednesday, Thursday, mid-90s on Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, low 90s. Same Monday, and also low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go. 6:25 a.m., 7:50 p.m., we are at 56. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters, Atascadero, your most complete firearm trainer and supplier, and that includes apparel. All right, as we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home safe and sound, safe and secure, cuddly, and all that kind of good stuff. Looking to my left, once again, the board is cleared, but Mr. Garcia, you've had quite a few days off to rest the noggin on your shoulders. Oh, there you go.
Quite a few indeed.
All right. What city?
What city
has the most Rolls Royces per capita?
The most Rolls Royce?
Yeah. Per capita. One of the top luxury cars in the world.
Oh, boy. Are we talking about just within the U.S., or is this like a whole worldwide thing? Can we at least narrow it down for that?
I'll help you out. This is now one of the world's most significant financial centers and commercial ports.
Okay. I'm going to guess somewhere like San Francisco.
No.
Okay.
Do they even have cars in San Francisco anymore?
You know, I don't know. That's a good point. Okay. You said ports, so it's got to be Houston? Houston.
Houston. No. Now I'm going to help you out. It ain't in America.
Okay. Then I got no idea. I don't know any cities outside America.
I'll give you one last hint. This is completely off the wall, though.
Sure.
King Kong. Think about, well, again, this
the only place I associate King Kong with is New York, because, you know, that's yeah. right at the end of the movie. And, you know, everywhere else is fictional. There's no Skull Island, so.
All right. What goes with King? What would?
Oh, Hong Kong.
Right. Yeah. King Kong, Hong Kong.
Okay.
All right. Hong Kong has the most per Rolls Royces per capita and all that kind of stuff there. All right. Lose one or find one. Give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at KPRL.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, you got to really follow along with this one. Let's see here. This movie was produced on a budget of just $300,000. It was initially banned in several countries due to its violence. It went on to gross millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now, the film is kind of loosely based on the movie Psycho. And also, because Psycho was loosely based on a real-life sicko, Ed Gein. So what is the movie I'm talking about? It debuted on this day in 1973. What is the movie? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And not only was this movie kind of inspired from Psycho, but the Silence of the Lambs was also inspired by the Ed Gein, the Psycho, and this movie. I can't tell because I've never seen the movie. I don't know. I've certainly heard of it, but anyway, we'll give it a shot, or somebody will give it a shot. Here we go, sir.
Friday the 13th.
No, not Friday the 13th. I guess that's because I've never seen that one either, but I'm guessing it's kind of the same, you know, whatever genre or whatever. Hi, good morning.
Psycho.
No, Psycho was the movie that this is loosely based on. And Psycho is loosely based on the life of Ed Gein. If you ever read anything about Ed Gein, he was a gruesome individual. I mean, it's just, yeah. Hi, good morning.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
What was your initial thoughts when you saw it?
It was all right.
I'm guessing you were you real young when you saw it?
Probably.
So then it was probably cool then.
Yeah. I don't really remember the first time I saw it. I do, you know, now it's like, okay.
Have you seen it many times since then?
Oh, a couple.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, thank you. Of course. I need your name. What is your name, sir?
Kane Irvine.
What is it?
Kane Irvine.
I'm having trouble with the first name, sir.
Shane.
Oh, Shane. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Shane, I got you down. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris, have you ever seen it?
I have never seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, no.
How about that other one that he mentioned?
It's Friday the 13th, or what was it?
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
I haven't seen that one, but I know its plot.
All the plots are the same. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The City of Atascadero's next Coffee with the Planner event will be held this Thursday, July 20th at 9 a.m. This month's Coffee with the Planner will be held at Amsterdam Coffee House and will focus on business licenses and local resources for new and growing businesses in the city. Senator John Laird announced an agreement between the County of San Luis Obispo and PG&E. The agreement requires PG&E to provide $16 million to the county for communities impacted by the ongoing operation of Diablo Canyon. The funds will be split into two $8.3 million payments. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I have no idea about any of this because, like I said, I'd never seen the movie. But the guy Hopper or Hooper, whatever his name is, He reflected on the skepticism against the Richard Nixon administration in the wake of Watergate, the oil crisis in 1973, and the massacre and atrocities in the Vietnam War. So I guess it's all roped in and gave him whatever. Okay, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmetal Lane.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.